Bremerton is a place where people of many income levels live beside one another. They're people who were brought together by the military, and they could stay together because of low housing prices. But as KUOW's Carolyn Adolph found, that's starting to change.
It's the speed of the market that really grabs people now. A house goes up for sale in Bremerton on a Friday.
By Monday, we're seeing a trend of there's going to be 4 to 5 or even more offers on the house already.
This is Maggie Conyer of Strategy Real Estate in downtown Bremerton.
There are cash offers.
Many of these offers are from people outside Bremerton. Fast, ferry, or no. Interest in Bremerton is up.
We're just a young military couple, so we don't have that kind of equity.
Elizabeth Lenhart and her husband have been trying to buy a home for months.
Congratulations on your new home.
Thank you very much, finally.
Their fortunes turned only when they got help. They found someone with fast reflexes who could watch for the right house on the local multiple listing service.
She was very into it, so she would tell me something right away that would pop up on the MLS, because sometimes I was at work.
I don't know if they go to me or if I just force it on them. I don't know.
This is Deborah Garten, a retiree in Bremerton. She's helped a few people pounce on good homes.
It was just fun for me. I'm not a realtor or anything.
Lenhart and her husband are landing in 1,700 square feet with original hardwood for $280,000, which for Bremerton is getting up there.
The drive into work now is beautiful, too, as well. It's mountains and water and ferries, and I can't imagine living. I never thought we'd be living in such a beautiful place.
Lenhart and Garten met in downtown Bremerton. Different life stages, different backgrounds, they all mix here.
I looked for diversity in Seattle, and I kind of found it.
Rod Blackburn is a real estate agent.
But when I really found it was moving to little old Bremerton. And I blame the Navy influence because it's just, I mean, you can be black, white, Filipino, whatever, gay, straight, whatever, and we make it work.
Bremerton knows what it has is special, and much of it comes from a reasonable cost of living. Can I ask you about Bremerton?
Sure.
This is Keith Dearborn. He's an urban planner and a lawyer, and he's worked in this region all his life, a place in which you invested your own money.
Yes. It's the only place I've ever lost money on a home, but I was before my time.
Dearborn is among a number of believers who say Bremerton is set to explode with growth. But if prices rise and local wages don't, then people will start getting driven out, just as they have from cities on the Seattle side of the Sound. Dearborn says he's concerned about this.
Oh, very definitely. I mean, I think if anybody looks at the Seattle model, they can see vividly exactly what's going to happen in any of the other communities.
One solution to displacement is to build affordable housing into growth plans. Seattle's doing it. It has what it calls a grand bargain with developers, affordable units in new projects in return for a break on fees. But smaller cities don't have Seattle's clout to bargain with developers. Keith Dearborn says it's time for a regional strategy. All the cities in the region should have roughly the same policy on building affordable housing as they grow.
And when I say region, I'm talking about an area that is much bigger than King County. It goes all the way to Bellingham and at least to Centralia.
And to the east and Bremerton, too. This is just one hint of what we might have to change if we really want to do something about how growth is tearing us apart. In Bremerton, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.